Millennial
Nostalgia Berry
Podcast with Herschel,
Jeffrey,
and Crunchy, and away we go! So we got the special international version of Millennial Nostalgia Berries
bringing you worldwide
happening right now. We got our three new best friends from Germany. We got Heinz right here.
You got my friend Lil Jerry over here.
Lil Jerry, but my name is Jared, but Lil Jerry, you know.
Nah, it's Lil Jerry. Yeah, he's small.
And we're just we had a fucking night where we see the sun coming up and we fucking met awesome people from
Germany again.
From Germany. Yeah.
So our podcast is about us talking about like pop culture things we watched when we were kids. So we talk about like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and like Michael Jackson.
Do you know the Dragons?
I don't. That's
you don't know the Dragons. Okay, I don't know how it's pronounced to be in English, but I'm a German guy. In German, it's like the Dragons.
Brilliant.
That sounds badass as fuck.
I still don't know what you're talking about, but I love it.
So these are like the Ninja Turtles.
Yep. No, not the Ninja Turtles. They're the Dragons. No. And this is
probably
Tidrus, who is standing on a very, very high building in New York.
Gargoyles.
In New York?
Yeah, you know. And they are made of...
Stone.
I don't know what it's in English, but it's called... It's
gargoyles.
It's a gargoyle.
My favorite show ever.
I'm watching over the
fucking purple guy with big...
Yes. This is a preparation for Crunchy's favorite
good
episode.
Shit.
So now Crunchy gets to do his gargoyles episode with
the
German.
I want
to
hear about this.
I know.
I loved it. I was a child. Yeah, my sister and I were sitting in front of this small TV monitor. It was like your iPhone. You can't imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
Give us a year. What year was this?
It was like 1998 or 1997.
Yeah, sure.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah. New millennial.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. I loved it. And they are making so crazy stuff. They're flying around,
right,
killing some people. Killing some people.
Damn.
Yeah, as a child, it was like, they killed. Well, what's going on here? It was
now I'm wondering if we were talking about the same show, because people weren't dying in the show I watched.
Yeah, you never die. Yeah. And they were killed. It's like in Hunter or other movies, you know?
Can I ask a question?
What is that?
Takeshi's Castle?
Takeshi's Castle, what's that?
That's the Japanese show.
Takeshi's Castle, you don't know it? Come on. I don't know that.
Probably
what?
One of the most famous Japanese animations ever.
Exactly.
This was so funny. Takeshi's Castle?
Because they always change the name.
Can we make a false up here?
Yeah.
Because those two guys thought they know it all. And finally, they don't even know Takeshi's Castle.
I don't know
what Takeshi's Castle
is. If you describe it to me, I might know it by a different name.
So, probably Max has to explain it because he introduced it also.
Yeah.
So it's a Japanese anime.
No, it's not an anime. It's like a game.
Perfect for our podcast.
What was it? This American Ninja show, you know, the one where they have to jump over water and shit to go through like a parkour.
Like Gladiator.
Yeah, like that one.
Japanese show. Yeah, but American Ninja Warrior.
But
Ninja Warrior. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's going on now. That's a reality.
An American fake, right?
Yes, we have a fake American one. That's exactly right.
I never thought about that.
You
think
better than
made.
The Chinese people, really.
In what?
That's why this is an international podcast. We're getting all the perspectives.
Well, because
this is a global
Used to show the Japanese one in America, and the Japanese one got so popular off a rerun that they made an American version. And now that's what we have.
Well, have you ever thought about Japanese people? They are not popular. Do you know any popular person of Japan?
Interesting. How ironic is it that you have Americans hosting a podcast with German guests and we're talking about Japanese culture? If that's not globalization, I don't know what it is. Goddamn!
You missed one part.
Goddamn.
Sitting in China.
Right. The most important whole conversation is Heinz points out the setting of this audio recording.
That's crazy. Heinz.
But the, so that was like
no.
The,
but next, all right. So what's
a
the
pivotal
next?
Like child show?
So give us another like American movie or American music album, a music you might say, or like what's like an American touchstone of German knowledge of American culture?
System of a Down, Toxicity. You know this.
Movie, music, or...
It's music. So you're looking at me like nobody knows that. So.
Say it again.
Ocean.
Yeah. System of
Ocean's
a Down.
System of a Down?
Yeah. George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
It's O-A-D. System of a Down.
Ocean's
oh, System
11?
Of a Down.
Yeah. Yeah.
System of a Down.
No,
they're huge in Germany?
They were very huge.
Really? Really?
They were escalating like pure sex, you know?
So that was the biggest American act in Germany at that time?
I don't know.
Or just like a niche.
Well,
because
you guys are
really
into rock,
like
right?
In niche, I don't know.
Like, rock is huge in Germany, right?
Rap, yeah, of course. German rap is...
Where is hip-hop,
rock,
though?
Rock.
Yeah.
Like rock and roll music.
It was right out
okay.
of Germany.
Because this is a down, and what would you consider them?
Yeah, think about German hip-hop music, it really might
yeah.
trigger.
No, that's
what's
actually
the one name?
The last
how
couple
do
years.
You know?
But what's the
German
one name that we should know?
You don't know that I heard a lot of German hip-hop music, so... I'm pretty advanced at this topic.
Crow.
Brilliant!
Crow.
Why not tell Germany?
Do you know?
But what's the first name though in German hip hop that we
use? Onnescheid. Oh.
Rammstein is
it means
something.
Kusavash. You know Kusavash?
Fuck you, Kusavash.
You don't know. You don't know it.
Onnescheid Kusavash.
Fudgy is our resident hip hop guru.
Well, like so. American hip hop.
I know.
I don't
that's
go
why
much outside
this
of that.
Is an international version of
Kusavash.
Millennial
Kusavash.
Nostalgia version.
Kusavash sounds like this. Bitch, presse. Bevor ich dir den Sack in den Mund presse. Ich ficke dich so tief in dein Arschloch, bis mein Schwanz mit deinen Lippen freutet. Bitch, presse. Bevor ich mir den Sack in den Mund presse. Something like that. I don't know. If
yes! Yes! Something like that. Yes! Exclusive millennial nostalgia berry cross-cultural hip-hop.
It was a global understanding.
Collaboration.
I didn't know a thing he said,
but
it sounded what he meant.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
sounded good.
Is that, your podcast would be rated R if you could translate that.
Well, no, don't worry. We got our cunts and
that's why I don't use your name.
We're
quite a bit. Yeah,
yeah we're an X-rated.
So was that David Hasselhoff?
Well, because the thing I've heard as an American hip hop fan is that England and Germany are going through like their 90s version of a hip hop renaissance right now. That's what I've heard it compared to.
Do we have movies yet?
I don't know, do you?
You're really asking.
You should be asking for movies.
No, I'm asking. Oh,
yeah, I can show you movies a lot.
Yeah,
music.
No, or we can switch. We can switch.
The only
movies.
German movie I know of is Das Boot.
Das
Boot. Das
Boot. What about
the
movie by Lenin?
Mach das ohne Kondome. Kein Plan. Ich hab einfach zu viele Mone.
What do Germans? What do Germans think of Werner Herzog?
Werner Herzog.
He was.
He's very American now. He lives in America.
Do you know the song As It Is?
That's
of course.
And
he's the greatest.
Wait, is that a German song?
Yeah, in Germany it's Arsch. Und Titten. Und Titten. Arsch. And
Woo!
Arsch. And Titten. Arsch. And Titten. Und dann, and then and the special part comes. Von vorne. In die Fotze. Von hinten. In the Arsch.
Oh, I love it.
I'm being educated in German.
I fucking love it.
No!
About that.
I didn't know before.
No sarcasm.
You know, Frau
podcast gold.
No, that is
podcast
man, this
gold.
Jesus Christ.
That's, yeah. Welcome to Millennial Nostalgia.
Yes.
International edition.
International edition.
Coming to you every week.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's fucking
awesome. So alright, so I mean, but what about friendship hub? What about friendship hub? Is that not something?
Friendship.
Is there, I mean, what's, who can you talk
about?
Who, what's
talking about?
What's
this
a hip hop rivalry in
myself.
Europe?
Oh.
What's a hip hop rivalry in Europe?
Yeah, they're like rap battles between artists and
there's
genre.
No
hip-hop.
But we don't, it's just like simply because we don't understand them. So.
What? That's not true.
Well,
I feel like Europe.
But dude, you're assuming that we all like speak each other's language? It's kind of like...
No, I don't mean Europe. I mean Germany.
I want to.
I mean Germany specifically. Are there like rap battles among rappers that like diss each other in songs? Or is it just kind
of... Well, there are a lot of rappers I can show you, my friend.
Wait, to be honest, we forgot about Kollega. Or the new...
Yeah, the Kollega is very nice, but Karatan is much better, huh?
Taste the guy, the bass like that. Because, like, that's one thing that, like, sets American hip-hop apart from other musical genres is it's super competitive. So people don't feel like they can, like, two of the same artists at the same time.
Okay.
And the rappers have these all, like, ways of, like, insulting each other all the time. And it makes this whole, like, culture around people.
Beef!
Listen, yeah.
Do you know beef, that noun? As a battle between two.
Of course, they
people.
Do have beef, right?
All
yeah.
right,
no, but you know.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
But, no.
But they know our language so deep.
But that's why I'm interested, though.
No beef.
I know. But it's like. It's a hip hop term because it has to do with like two rappers like not liking each other. So it's like something like that exists in German hip hop.
Yeah, they do
FD
as well.
No, they do it as well. Yeah, it's funny. So it's still like true hip hop. No, because that's like a core thing that like a lot of old people who really like the genre don't like about the new guys that don't fucking value each other enough.
That's kind
of like
fighting
them, man. Absolutely cool. Like, you guys were bad at it right now. So those are two guys that people are like
a bit more like.
Because they know Tupac in me.
Does
Europe...
That's pretty good. Yeah, I can't lie. It's just knocking. I like you.
Herschel and Crunchy's heads are nodding. Podcast gold.
This is the guy you like. And this is what you don't like. I love it. I want you guys to freestyle against each other right now. Right battle. Let's go.
That's
really
another German thing.
Yeah, freestyle is a unique aspect of hip-hop.
Yeah, of course. The girlfriend... The
girlfriend spot.
The girlfriend...
I wonder... My purpose was to say...
It is very different then. Very, very different.
My sister, my mama...
It doesn't make it better at all.
Don't go there.
It's my sister.
My sister, my sister is the son of your brother.
Oh my god.
That sounded like a Borat. That was straight out of Borat.
4:30 in the AM, Shanghai. Daylight is coming with the Millennial Nostalgia Berries and their new fucking friends.
Love that.
Enjoying life right now.
What is happening here? So what are we talking about?
Yeah, what else is there to say?
This is my freestyle battle to use that my girlfriend goes first.
No, but it's not a joke.
I can actually come back to the story. The story is about my sister.
Let's hear it.
Is quite as crazy as I am, and my sister is also.
Hold on. First of all, is your sister good?
It's a good my sister. So no problem. All
right, the Scottish voice is coming.
Okay.
Continue the story.
Sorry to be so German, but everyone, shut up.
Continue with the story. No, you're good.
My sister is studying medicine. So she's very smart and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
You got the point, yeah. And then.
Keep going, you're good.
I forgot the whole point about the story.
Well, rapping. Somebody start rapping.
I got it. It's not perfect. It was a nice thing.
Yeah.
Imagine her boyfriend. My sister is 25.
Okay.
Her boyfriend is 30 age.
Damn. Big age discrepancy.
So if you met him, if he is a black guy, not a black guy, it's an Italian black guy.
Imagine. Sicilian.
Sicilian, yeah, right.
Sicilian is what you want to say.
Imagine.
No.
And it comes to you like this.
I got the right word for it.
Oh, I love it.
No, the story just got good.
This is
so
you
have
great.
A Sicilian 38-year-old with your sister.
Lucky.
You know what's going to be great? When we
continue.
See you tomorrow.
This is such a good story. Continue.
Okay.
Continue.
Why let me continue. And this and this.
Okay, my friend.
Silence!
God, I'm sorry,
Sergeant McJohn, silence everyone in the place.
I think I tried, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
where's the point?
The point is, anything. This same guy from Italy has this black collar, and the first time I saw him, it's like this. Hey, Stefan, what's going on? He's completely black! And
he's Italian!
A shining to you! It's like, hey! And then, after, I think 30 minutes, should we talk to the joint?
Yes, that's
the,
what you do.
Then there's a fourth question to talk to. It was like, should we talk to the joint? Okay, Sandro, I'm with you, my friend.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But that's your guy now.
So Sandro is maximum chill there.
So I think the only question that is left for all the podcast listeners,
yes.
Why is there no
so
video?
So where did the rap
why
come
is there
in?
No video? Why is there no fucking
okay.
Video?
We leave a bit.
I have the solution for that.
We leave a bit.
I have the absolute solution.
What a great.
Imagine.
Who the fuck is listening to this shit?
Weird people. Weird people.
We are
also people.
So imagine. Weird
people.
Imagine the brother. Yes, three brothers. They have the same color like him, so they look. They're looking quite cool.
Yep.
Yeah, they're looking like quite cool. They have a cap on it, like.
Sure. Backwards cap.
Like this trouser, like this, and they're looking like, well, do you want to walk? I can't stick my dick. And.
Yep. Yankees cap. Yankees cap. Yankees cap. Trying to get my dick sucked. Keep going.
Okay, keep on. These two brothers are hip-hoppers. I'm not kidding. All these guys, you show me. Hey, look, my brother Nano. Nano is making some movies now. I was looking at it. Okay. This is quite crazy. He was in a battle fight with another hip-hopper. He was like, I'm fucking your mother, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. And look at your face. You're lacking some ugly. What do I have? And I was, okay. He's quite curious
we're
about
on
that.
SoundCloud.
Right,
so
yeah.
This is Sandro's brother, and the other brother is making
all
the
money.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
This
is like, what's going on here?
That's like a bit back in America,
good,
right? Every day.
Well, no, that's
like
the whole
doing
genre
the things that are important
of
life.
Yeah, but it's not genre.
Connections.
Battle rap.
It's
register. They don't make music. They just fucking rap at each other and just say the words they can't say about each other. That's all they do, and they make money off that shit.
I saw the video once.
Right, so it wasn't.
And it was like, I don't.
We have 11.
I don't really mean this, but I'm about to take this off the fuck out of
you
right now.
How it was, like it's.
You know what you mean?
But this distance, this. I was like, my god, if a guy comes to me like this, not in a joke, it's like.
You have to fight! You have to!
Yeah!
It's not a choice! Yeah, it's not a choice! Like, you don't want to, you're not violent. But somebody says that to you, your face like you have.
This was my normal reaction about that.
You have no choice!
So imagine.
Where was this? What's the setting?
Imagine.
He's saying these are his sister's boyfriend's brothers.
Sure.
They're battle rappers.
What?
They're battle rappers.
Is this not a Nostalgia Terry podcast exclusive?
Hey, man.
So can we get your family to come for the next episode?
Of course, there's no problem. I cannot come.
We need the second level.
Yeah, you have
already.
She was saying the stuff, and she would do that. Yeah.
Well, you guys were already planning your own podcast.
Hey, but
right?
Little Jerry always gonna bring the good stories. Everybody
this
knows
is
about Little Jerry.
Little Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
Has already
I'm
become
Little Jerry, my friend.
A podcast legend. I mean, not that. Yeah, Glenn Morangi is being bored.
So, what is going on, my friends?
Good morning.
Good morning. So we have to get some food, huh?
Yeah.
Some soup or something like that? I'm completely prepared for it. I like Chinese soup.
Alright, so I think,
I think that was all fantastic.
The night turns to day.
Yeah.
Nostalgiaberry Podcast, always bringing you exclusives, especially on this international episode.
I can't wait to look up that German shit
brilliant
and
friends.
Put the shit, edit it into the podcast.
That will be in there.
Because that shit, I know you hated it. That shit was dope. Hans was hating. But Lil Jerry was playing the fucking jams. That shit was hot. I like that shit.
Crunchy and Herschel signing off.
Give me just a
good
second.
Night and good luck.
Ich hab, Style und das Geld. Ich hab alles, was den Fotzen so gefällt. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Ich hab all das, was den Fotzen so gefällt. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Das Einzige, was mich interessiert, ist, wie werde ich Multimillionär? Digga, ey yo, du studierst Mathe, ich studier Bitches. Ich lauf in die Disco rein, jeder Blick trifft mich. Kein Schulabschluss, doch mein Portemonnaie ist voll. Ich überleg grad, wo heute die Korken knallen sollen. Komm, lach mich aus, weil ich nicht so gebildet bin. Dafür fick ich Fotzen, die so krass eingebildet sind. Affe, komm doch her. Ich trag ne nagelneue Jacke von Moncler. Und chill am Meer, yeah. Ich bin Kay, der Playboy des Jahres. Ich schlucke vor den Playmates sie alles. Stöhn, Baby, ich werd verrückt, wenn's passiert. Wenn du willst, mach ich 100 Liegestütz auf dir. Der Bossplayer, ich lass in München mein Geld. Und mein nächstes Ziel ist Bündchen Giselle. Was ich hab, yeah. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Ich hab all das, was den Fotzen so gefällt. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Ich hab all das, was den Fotzen so gefällt. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Das Einzige, was mich interessiert, ist, wie ich Miss Germany ins Bett krieg. Ey yo, du studierst Jura, verpiss dich, du Schwuler. Nach einer Flasche Gin denk ich bin Tupac. Flittchen im Kuhkaff, Bauer sucht Frau. Guck, wie ich mich bei der Happy Hour zusauf. Trink, trink, trink und ich bring deiner Mom ein sexy Outfit, also nimm den String. Und ich schwimm blind im Meer, voller Jim Beam. Meine Uhr kostet $5,000, das klingt viel, aber ist es nicht. Komm, vergiss es, Bitch, du fährst niemals K1 sein. Mr. K, Daddy Fick, Chicks, scheiß auf Abitur. Steckst dir in den Arsch, K1 ist auf Europa-Tour. Ich bin der, auf den jeder fährt. Models so wie Eva Pattberg. Ich sag dir, was ich hab. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Ich hab all das, was den Fotzen so gefällt. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Ich hab all das, was den Fotzen so gefällt. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ich hab Style und das Geld. Das Einzige, was mich interessiert, ist, wie werde ich Multimillionär?